Okay, it's 4:35, and I'll call this Shack meeting to order. Before we go further than this, I need to let the committee know that unfortunately, it looks like we do not have a quorum of voting members. So we have 6 voting members out of a total of 15, so we do not have a quorum. So if it's okay, I'd like to have a short discussion about what to do about that. The way these items are, they have to be presented twice, which it makes it really hard to get something through in time for the teachers to use them and everything. So if I could get kind of an agreement today, what I'm considering doing is sending the voting members an email and have you all vote by proxy so that everyone has an opportunity to vote. Because if we wait a couple more weeks, then these items that we've been talking about for over 120 days, that we'll have to talk about them next year. So is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. And that takes care of item 4 and 5 for now. I'll send that out either as a Google form or SurveyMonkey, or I might simply just send an email and have you cast your vote for both of those items. Does anybody have any questions about either one of those items from the presentation that we had before? Any clarity that I can give you?
I have one. I'm not sure if everybody received the same email, but I received an email from, I'm not sure who the person was, I think I know who it is. What was that in reference to? What was that person referring to?
Oh, that was, the only email I've gotten is from Mr. Alan Rickardson.
Yes.
And he had some questions about both of the programs. And so I had those answered by staff, and then I sent them out to all of you to review. And for the record, Mr. Rickardson could not be here today, and he wanted me to express to you that he would vote no on both of these items. So,
well, you said you did ask questions. I got the email too, and I was like, I'm not sure what he's referring to. But you're saying you asked staff to address or to look at what his concerns are, and then you sent that out to us?
I did.
Oh, man. How long ago do you think you did that?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Okay. I'll go back and look at it.
It's been a while. But I sent the answers out. You guys received them, correct?
You guys did.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have them then.
Yeah. Okay. So yes, we answered those questions for him. So anyway, if you guys don't need any more clarity other than that, we'll move forward.
Okay.
February 29th.
Okay, thank you so much.
That was a year and a half ago. Seems like.
Last year?
No, this year.
I think the email was just for us to hear his side, which was that he's against it.
Okay. Okay.
Is how I took
That's
it.
That's the gist
oh, sure.
of what
yeah,
I understood, but I was just.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have no announcements, so I'll go on to FitnessGram. And basically, I just want to report to you that it's FitnessGram season. And what FitnessGram is what I think about when I was a kid was like the presidential fitness medal, and you'd run an 8-minute walk run and you'd do all these things. Well, I'm working on the spreadsheet right at this time and extracting data, and the PE and the coaches and the band and anybody who has kids who are in physical activity will do this series of tests with the kids. And we put that all on a spreadsheet, and it's required for us to report that to the state of Texas. So we're in the process of doing that, and we will submit that June the 6th about the overall fitness of our students. Is there any questions about that at all? Okay, so that brings us to the employee wellness policy plan update, and have our nutrition folks are ready to present that.
So I'm going to hand out just a little half sheet that I have here. So part of the wellness plan, the only thing that we're going to be actually discussing today is actually part of the fundraising. Because throughout this school year, we did have some questions about it from various campuses. And we just wanted to talk about it a little bit just to kind of, that way everybody's on the same page. And if there's any questions, we could always just answer them for you. So, one of the things that we are doing right now is, first of all, we are updating All the information. Every campus is supposed to have a wellness policy coordinator, and that person is a person that's going to be in contact with us. So as of right now, we've gotten with all the campuses. We're only missing reply from one campus. So we've gotten very good support so far. Also, we've also updated the leadership that we have on here, and we've contacted several people, and we've had very good reply on that as well. So ultimately, what the fundraising is campuses are only allowed to have 6 food-related fundraisers per year. And that's where some of the campuses tend to struggle a little bit because they like to have bake sales, things of the sort. Unfortunately, as part of the wellness plan, they're only allowed to have 6. Now those 6 are pre-planned, so if they want to sell cookies, they can. They just need to let us know ahead of time so they're scheduled on the calendar and they can sell the cookies on that day. For example, they're going to have a 3-day bake sale. Unfortunately, that's considered 3 different days, so now the campus only has 3 more for the remainder of the year. Things of the sort. So our recommendation, actually, we are very, very excited about the high school's 5K walk coming up, because that is a fundraiser, and that ultimately goes to our number one here. Schools will encourage non-food fundraisers promoting physical activity. So we thought that was a fantastic idea. So if there's anybody here from the high school, thank you so much. We thought that was something that was very, very exciting for us. As a matter of fact, our team has already gathered a group of 12, and we're going to be there. So that's something we definitely, definitely support. So ultimately, those are some of the things that we're talking about. Now, there are ways to go around some of this. So for example, I know the high school does pancakes every so often. The JROTC, they do the pancakes on the Saturday. That doesn't interfere with the 6, because they can sell the tickets, or people just show up on a Saturday. That does not affect it whatsoever. If people do any kind of, sometimes they sell like raw cookie dough as part of things like that. Since the cookie dough is not actually here or be consumed here, they're just selling it. That is okay too. That does not count as part of the 6. But say for example, the coffee truck. I know sometimes they come out here, they sell coffee at the high school. Well, they can only be here 6 times and nobody else gets the opportunity to do anything. So those are some of the things that we want to just make sure that everybody is aware. Ultimately, if we are caught in violation of that, say the auditors would be in here and they catch that, that's a finding, and either our department or the district itself would lose funding. So can we get away with it? I'm sure it happens often. I'm sure there's a lot of little bake sales that we don't catch or we don't know about. But if it were to get caught, it could be a finding and we could lose funding. So that's something that, it's a risk that, unfortunately, in my opinion, I don't think we should take. So now the next part to that is this number 6, to the best of my knowledge, was actually something that was determined here by Shaq years back. So if anybody from any campus thinks that 6 is not enough, that could be something that we could set up with Shaq and that we could definitely talk about, discuss. And if we wish to increase that number, we can. If we wish to decrease that number, we can. So if that's something, we're not going to be the food police. We're not going to be out trying to get people. That's not what it's about. Unfortunately, the number is already set, and we do want to abide by it as much as possible. And that's what we're asking. So if any campuses feel that they may need more, then we can bring it to the Shack, maybe vote on it next year.
Okay.
And if we make those changes, absolutely, let's make those changes. Like I said, we're not here to police what you do, but if it's a policy, we got to abide by it, and we're held responsible for it. So ultimately, that's what we're looking for.
And so, we just want to be careful with that, too, because anything that they do that is in competition with our department, it makes it more difficult on us to have the kids eating a lunch. So you got to think about how that affects the wellness of the students as a whole, if that's a change that we want to make. So we take all of that into consideration if we were to decide to change it.
Correct. There's also 3 more other exceptions to this rule, and they're actually included on there. So there's 3 specific days where they can consume anything or sell anything or anything along those lines, and that's the last day before the winter holiday break, which is right before we go for Christmas, Valentine's Day, so if they wish to sell cookies, cupcakes, etc., those things, that's acceptable on that day, and then the last day of school before summer break. So those 3 are not included in those 6. So realistically, there's 9. But for our purposes, we're going to stick to the 6 because the other 3 are already there. So once I update this, everybody that I have their email, I will be forwarding it with all the information on here. That way they can all read it, understand if they have any questions, they can reach out to us, or we can bring it to the next Shack and see if it's something that we wish to correct or change and talk about. So.
Good.
Anything else you'd like to add, Gina?
Yeah, I just want to add on those specific days that they usually have their parties that day too. And those days are considered like they can give meals to the kids. Like they usually have a pizza party or they have some kind of a party, you know, Christmas party or something. And those days are fine. They can do that. But what they recommend is that it's a purchased item, that it's not home cooked or home baked. That you buy that from HEB or you order a pizza from a pizza place and make sure that you have enough for all the students that are in the classroom. So you got to make it. You know, you can't just order a pizza and then not everybody gets a slice. You got to make it, because then you're discrimination. So there's a lot of things to remember when you extend those days and when you have days like that.
Any questions?
Okay. No, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have no nurse here for a nurse update, so I guess we'll pass that one by.
Yes.
Well, we have a nurse here. We have a nurse here, but she doesn't work for us. Okay, so any remarks, round table? Anybody have any questions, concerns?
I was just going to ask one thing. I just thought about it.
Sure.
The food that is sold, where does that money go to? Does it go back to that organization, or does it go to their fund?
So like if the PTA is having something where they do the cookie dough, that's like a big thing they do, then that money will go to that organization.
And they use it for?
However they use it. I don't know what they... Mr. Pinchall might be able to answer that question.
Each principal has what's called a discretionary fund, mm-hmm. That this money goes into, and the discretionary fund is divided by programs. So in this discretionary fund, it's a big fund, but you might have the National Honor Society has a section in there, and this has a section in there, ROTC has a section in there. So they fundraise and then deposit the money into this fund, and that helps control money so that people aren't, you know, keeping cash in their desk and et cetera. So the money comes into this fund and is divided by who raised the money for them to be able to do fun things, you know, in the future.
Because I always see car washes, and so I thought that maybe that, I wasn't sure where that money would go to.
That's exactly what would happen. The ROTC would have a car wash, and then they would deposit that money directly into that principal's discretionary fund. And another big piece, like at the high school, is each class has their own little account, right? So, like, say, for instance, seniors are doing all these fundraisers when they're freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors so that they can leave a gift for the school or, you know, have a trip or all those kinds of things.
Actually, currently, I think, like I said, I mentioned earlier about that 5K walk. I didn't originally find out what they were raising money for, but from what I understand, the money that the high school is actually raising is because they want to get decorations, new tables, and things for the cafeteria for their high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was a great thing that they were doing.
That's awesome.
I thought that was fantastic, you know. And it's non-food, so by all means, do all you want, you know.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
If there's not anything else, I'm going to adjourn. And if you're a voting member, be expecting an email from me over the next week at least. And we'll collect those. And when I get results, I'll share it with you as a group. I appreciate your attendance.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.